Well, welcome to the latest edition of After Hours, and this will be a good show. I say that every week, but this is especially good. One of my favorite singers, you know, this town is filled, and always has been with talented singers, and one of the most talented who does not perform here anywhere near enough for me and her many fans is my buddy Libby York. Libby York's been on this show a number of times, and I've written about her a number of times, and Libby, it's always so nice to hear from you. How are you?
Good, Rick. Great to hear from you as well.
Where are you?
I am in beautiful Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Just took a swim in the ocean this afternoon. look forward to coming into Chicago this week.
What is, I know we've talked during this whole pandemic trouble. What's it been like for you? And other jazz performers and other performers in general, has it been lonely, Libby?
Very. And, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot, what the whole, you know, lockdown did to, I'm sure, all performers.
Sure.
But just kind of refocused how important the interaction with the musicians and the audience and, you know, helped me remember why I love doing what I do. So
take me back, because the place you are where you have just gone swimming in the ocean is important, very important in your career. It is. You ran a restaurant there, right? Then you left there.
Yeah.
Take me back to that, because I think if I'm fascinated by it, I have to think that other people are fascinated by it, even though I know the story. There may be someone out there who's never heard the story. But you ran for a time, a very successful time, a restaurant out there, didn't you?
Yeah, and it's actually still there 47 or 48 years later, if you can believe it.
Wow.
The Back Porch Cafe in Rehoboth. We just did a panel discussion for the Rehoboth Museum about the early days of fine dining. You know, we started doing a farm to table.
You had to be, Libby, one of the first anywhere in this country to do farm to table. Were you not?
Well, it's funny. It was right around the same time that Alice Waters started Chez Panisse.
Sure,
you know,
on the other coast.
And yeah, on the other coast. And, you know, I did it for 5 years, created it. And it's funny. There's a real Chicago connection to it because my grandfather, who was Otto Amling of Amling's Flowerland,
sure.
And he died, and I received $5,000.
Wow.
And that's what we started the restaurant on all those years ago.
What was it?
So I did it for 5 years and then was already going to New York to be a jazz singer. So other people.
What was it that dragged you in? And here you are, and I'm sure I didn't know you then, but you obviously, you're smart now, so you must have been smart then. What drew you to the wicked, wicked, wicked restaurant business, and then beyond that to the crazy world of jazz? What drew you to open a restaurant?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I think I've mentioned before, I remember going to Fanny's restaurant in Evanston.
Famous Fanny's.
Seeing Fanny come to the table. And,
yeah.
And I thought, oh, this is kind of like showbiz. So I obviously was drawn to the whole idea of it. And then never was cut out to do a office job or anything like that. And I had two good partners. And so I think it's funny, it came up in this panel discussion recently that it's good to not know what you don't know.
Yeah,
you know, if
yeah,
we knew ahead yeah. of time how difficult the restaurant business is and all of that, we might not have done it, but we were young and just went for it.
Same thing true about your jazz career and just sort of packing it in and going up to New York without having a real foundation, except for your inherent talent in the club scene in a tough club town. Look, we got to take a break for a couple minutes. We'll come back, and I want to talk about your experiences in New York. What is a young, beautiful woman up to trying to make it in the jazz scene in that crazy town? We'll be right back with the one and only Libby York. Welcome back. I'm on the phone with the great, great singer Libby York from Delaware. Libby, is that hurricane affecting where you are any?
You know, I walked the beach yesterday, and you could kind of see some real dark clouds off in the distance, but it's kind of was offshore.
Yeah, you're missing. You're missing.
Toward Long Island.
Yeah, you're missing the brunt of it. We were talking to you about why you started a restaurant out there years ago, and now we're talking, why did you decide, after 5 years of running this farm-to-table restaurant there, to go to New York and make it as a jazz singer? Was it over drinks one night after dinner at the restaurant or something?
from one risky business to another.
Oh,
right?
Incredible! Yeah,
I've also spent many years in Key West, Florida, in the winters, and I had sat in with the guitarist from New York down there, and he said, "Oh, if you're ever in the city, come sit in with me on my gig in the Village." And that's all I had.
That's all.
Here I had a sublet on the Upper West Side, and you know, why do we do these things? I was just, and still am, so drawn to this great American songbook, this great music, you know, Gershwin and Cole Porter and Johnny Mercer, and just something that I've always loved and wanted to do it.
Well, and you do it so, so well. How many, you have four, I was trying to figure out how many.
I have four and a new one in the works. I go back in the studio September 21st and 22nd. To right after the gig at Winters, which
Chicago.
We're going to talk about.
We are.
And, so I'll have a new one out in 2022, so that's
what
pretty exciting.
What is that like now for an accomplished singer? When you're doing a CD, you are, I assume, or always were, trying to create a narrative. You don't just toss eight songs in the mix and just put them in whatever order you think you might like.
Right.
There's a narrative to it.
That's true, and it's very an interesting process to be the producer and also the artist. It's such a creative project that I really look forward to doing it, and I love being in the studio with great musicians. I'll be with Randy Napoleon, great guitarist, and Rodney Whitaker, wonderful jazz bassist. And then, of course, in the studio, you're not subject to the club sound system or whatever. You can
right.
just work on the sound and get it exactly the way you want it.
What about the sales of CDs? You know, now in this era when people download, I think, I don't do it, but when people download most of their songs, does it change the way in which you create a CD?
Yes.
How?
Completely,
how?
Really. I mean, who buys CDs anymore? You know?
I do. I
so
do.
Many of the tunes will go out, you know, streaming per
sure. right.
song. And it's so interesting, you know, all of my music is on Apple Music and Spotify and Pandora. And then you get the list of where in the world it's being played. And it's really global. It's so interesting. You
yeah.
know?
So in a sense, it makes it harder to sell CDs, but it expands your audience in a sense, does it not?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, I don't know, monetarily, it's not the best. But
of course.
I do love getting that map from Apple Music. I've had to actually Google places to see where the heck
Oh, that's
they
gotta
were.
Be.
I'm big in Naha, which is in Okinawa.
Really?
So,
are there any clubs there? You should get a gig at a club there. I want people.
No,
I'm gonna keep you after the 6:30 news to just talk a little more, especially about the upcoming performances. You can get a lot of information by going to Libby, LibbyYork.com. I'm not meaning to insult your intelligence by spelling that for you, LibbyYork.com, to hear about and get tickets for a September 1st concert at the 4th Presbyterian Church on Michigan Avenue, right across from the Hancock Building, and September 15th at Winter's Jazz Club, which is right across from this very station across the river. We'll talk about those upcoming things, but I want you to hear Libby York sing What do you want to hear, Libby? You sent me three songs. We couldn't download one, but Give Me the Simple Life, Down in Brazil, and Thanks for the Memories. I'm going to play one now, and then I'm going to play one later in the show. What do you want to hear now, Libby York?
Oh, it's summertime. Let's play Give Me the Simple Life.
Okay, Brett, thank you very much.
Fretting and grieving, why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Serve me tomatoes, mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. Cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter and the one I love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from all care and strife. It's corny, it's seedy, but yes, indeedy, give me the simple life. I don't believe in fretting and grieving, why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Serve me tomatoes, mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after, not one. That's why. A house that rings with joy and laughter and the one I love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from all strife. It's corny, it's seedy, but yes, indeedy, give me the simple life.
The one thing I the many things that I get from that song is first three things. You pick pick great tunes. Secondly, you really do have so much, you know, life and emotion and texture in your singing. The other thing is, you are a collaborative sort. You have always, and it impresses me again there, you've always surrounded yourself with great musicians.
Yes, yeah, I'm just listening to it again. That's the great Warren Vache and cornet, and Chicago's own Greg Sergo, the late, great Sergo on drums. And, yeah, I mean, you asked about, you know, during the pandemic, I really realized how much I missed just playing with great musicians.
Yeah, it's like...
it's just so much fun, and you learn from each other, and it's... jazz musicians are a real specific bunch, you know.
Yeah. Yes, yes, you are.
They improvise in the moment, and, you know... they're just wonderful people. I love them.
Well, and it's for you. For you, that whole, you know, overused cliche of it being like a family. It really is like a family. That is not a cliche.
It is.
It's
a little
truth.
Dysfunctional, but a great family.
Well, what family isn't? What family isn't? Right. Libby, it's so great to talk to you. When we come back after the news, we will talk specifically about the two upcoming concerts. September 1st at 4th Press, right across Michigan Avenue from the Hancock Building, and September 15th at Winners Jazz Club, right down here. So please stay tuned. Libby York makes her triumphant return to Chicago. Libby York is making a triumphant return to Chicago, a place that where she has charmed and nurtured a devoted crowd. September 1st at 4th Press, September 15th at Winters Jazz Club. Libby, it may not be a vastly different audience, because I'm assuming that many of the people who come to see you would go see you if you were playing at the Billy Goat. But how do you...
I'd love to play at the Billy Goat.
That would be a great gig for you. It really would. I mean, maybe I can figure that out.
And I just need to tell you that the 4th Press concert is this Friday, August 27th.
Oh, it is? Yes, August 27th.
Yes, this coming Friday.
Why don't I say September 1st?
Coming up soon.
It's like
September 1st is another one out here in Delaware that I'm playing.
Well, for those of you, if anybody who goes to LibbyYork.com will get a straighter information than Rick Kogan delivers. The 27th at the 4th Press and the 15th at Winters Jazz Club. They're vastly different venues. You'll give me that, won't you?
Absolutely, and you do a remarkable job of keeping all this straight.
Oh, stop. I'm more mistaken.
You know, I'm your biggest fan.
Yes. How do you change?
The outdoor concert. Go ahead.
How do you change? It's an outdoor concert at 4th Press?
At 4th Press, it's outside in the garth.
Oh, how nice. Wow.
And it's beautiful. Just a 50-minute concert, and it's free. And it's this Friday.
Wow. Free at what time?
Oh, 12:10 p.m. till 1 p.m.
Oh, for those of you who don't have to be in the office anymore, which is thousands and thousands of you, that sounds wonderful. Lunchtime concert
lunchtime
next Friday, this coming Friday at 4th Press. And then Winners Jazz Club, you played there before, have you not?
Yes, several times, and the last few years I've done my birthday bash there on September 15th, and that's what this is. And tickets are up now on their website, wintersjazzclub.com, and they're very reasonable, and would love to see people there. They require proof of vaccination.
Yes, of course, as well they should.
As well they should. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful club. I love playing.
Yeah, no, it really is. You're excited always to come back to Chicago. You lived here for quite some time.
Yes, absolutely. It's my hometown, born and raised.
Yep.
And at Winters, I have the wonderful Jeremy Kahn on piano.
Oh, wow.
John Tate on bass and John Deidemeyer on drums. So I've got a great rhythm section with me. So that's
now, will you be here from the 27th through the 15th, seeing old friends?
No, I actually, kind of starts my on the road September. I come back to Delaware to play September 1st here, was part of a True Blue Jazz Festival event, and then back out to Chicago, and then up to Ann Arbor, Michigan to play the Carytown Concert House.
You're getting your road legs back in shape, aren't you? That really must be such a relief for you to know that the world is carrying on.
Well, it is. I mean, I'll take my first plane ride on Wednesday since the pandemic, but I'm going to mask up and, you know, I'm sure it'll be fine. And, I'm just glad to be working again. Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you at all any butter? I can't imagine you get nervous anymore about performing in front of people, but do you?
Well, you know, it's interesting how rusty one feels if you haven't been performing a lot. And I've had a few things this summer. So every time you kind of do it, you remember, oh, yeah, I know how to do this. And, you know, been a lot of vocalizing at my home keyboard and,
it occurs to me that you may look out in the crowd, either at the Fourth Press on Friday, September 27th at 12:10 p.m., meaning lunch hour, or at September 15th at Winter's Jazz Club, that you'll look out at the crowd and you'll see a pair of familiar eyes, and that will provide you not only some comfort, but give you some excitement. True. Am I being too poetic about all this?
No, it's absolutely true, and I think audiences as well as musicians are valuing this music and being out together in a club to enjoy the music. You know, I think we're all in the same boat.
That kind of communal entertainment has been seriously lacking, and I think people don't realize what they've been missing. It's the difference between sitting as good a singer as you are, sitting and lying on your couch and listening to a Libby CD, or sitting and having a drink and listening to a Libby CD. Libby, I hope I can see you here. This coming Friday thing sounds like a real something in my kill zone. So I can't wait to see you, and I can't wait to hear the new CD. When do you expect that to be finished?
It's probably going to be spring of 2022.
Okay,
maybe early spring.
Don't worry, you're booked on the show as we speak. Libby York, you're a living doll and a grand, grand talent. So take care of yourself. Have a nice flight in. I hope it's not too jarring. And I hope to see you Friday at the Fourth Presbyterian Church.
Oh, I would love that. That would be a real treat. You can just kind of walk in off the Avenue.
Huge inducement is that it's free.
And it's a lovely
space, too. So what do you want to end with, Libby? I want the people to end this segment with either Down in Brazil or Thanks for the Memories. What would you like?
How about Thanks for the Memory? That's a great Bob Hope
Brett Will
theme song.
Yes, and you sing better than Bob Hope. Brett, Thanks for the Memories.
I'm not as rich.
No one was. Bing Crosby was as rich, but that's about it. Right. Libby, take care of yourself. I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Rick. So long.
You bet.
Thanks for the memory of a rainy afternoon, swingy Harlem tune, motor trips and burning lips and burning toast and prunes. How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine, the Parthenon, and moments on the Hudson River line. How lovely it was. Many's the time that we feasted, and many's the time that we fasted. Oh, well, it was swell while it lasted. We did have fun no harm done.